Now, the mini Fringe Festival is coming up. Why don't we start off with that? What's that all about?
Well, I'm especially happy about this. I'm never here for the huge Fringe Festival in July because I'm always on vacation going to see theater for a change.
Mm-hmm.
So this mini Fringe Festival gives me a taste of what I've missed. It's called the Next Stage Theater Festival. It plays at Factory Theater. This is the second year of the festival. Some of the shows are remounts, some of remounts from previous Fringes.
Oh,
some,
cool.
Some have played elsewhere. Some are completely new. There are 8 plays in rep, ranging from topics like a junk melodrama set in France in the 1940s. I'm intrigued.
No kidding.
An adaptation of The Rake's Progress.
Ah.
And the one that really is interesting to me, a play that examines the intimate moments surrounding the arranged wedding of a young Orthodox Jewish couple.
Oy. Yeah, there's a lot of images that pop into my head.
All of them are true, probably. So this festival begins January 7th. It goes to the 18th. I'll do an overview of it a week Thursday before the final weekend, so you know what to see and maybe what not to see.
Okay, great. So that's something in your radar screen for sure. There's also the World Stage Festival, which is a biggie. What's happening with this one?
That's a huge festival. That's another festival I love. Beginning in February, we're having various theater companies come from places such as Belgium, Canada, South Africa, Lebanon, for example. These are a few countries represented. From South Africa, I'm really looking forward to Chapang. This is a harrowing true story directed by the brilliant Laura Foote Newton.
Hmm.
This is a woman who has such a gift for theater. Her images and imagination are vibrant. I'm not going to tell you a thing about that play because you just have to take it on faith. It's brilliant.
Great.
Okay. Then we have Pleiades Company from Canada who are doing Shakuntala. It's an old Indian tale, a true love story of loyalty, honor, respect. And this company always presents theater that's rarely done here, but should be done more often. And this is the company that does it all the time. I find that their work is done with integrity and style.
Wow. Okay, now these are sort of festivals that draw people to Toronto.
Yeah.
There's some stuff happening locally. What are you got your eye on? Maybe a couple that you've got your eye on for 29.
Okay. We have Studio 180. This is a spunky theater company that produced Stuff Happens, The Laramie Project, and The Arab-Israeli Cookbook. In March, they will produce Black Bird. It's about a relationship that broke up badly, and the woman has sought out the man to find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The story is incendiary. I've seen it in England. And it will have people debating long after the performance about various aspects of it. I'm also looking forward to The Patient Hour because it's written by Kristen Thompson.
Of course.
Of course, our own Kristen Thompson. This is her first play since she wrote and performed in the wonderful piece, I, Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
The Patient Hour is a completely different kettle of fish and no less engaging and provocative. It's about 2 adult children who are visiting their dying mother in the hospital. Truths are told, lies are told. Sometimes it's hard to tell which is which, but that's part of the beauty of this play. And I understand also, speaking of I, Claudia, that Miss Thompson will also be bringing back I, Claudia and will be doing it sometime in the spring. Another play that is coming up even sooner than that, I'm really looking forward to a remount of East of Berlin. If you couldn't get in last year because it was sold out, now's your opportunity. It's the wonderful play by Hannah Moscovich, and it's being remounted by a Tarragon beginning Wednesday. So this is a play about Rudy, a young German man who finds out what his father really did during the war.
Wow.
We don't want to know what he did during the war.
Rudy doesn't want to really know
Rudy
either.
Rudy takes it badly.
Lynn, I want to thank you very much. Do you have new shoes? You have to go, new shoes, and you should probably have, you have cushions. There we go. New boots and cushions for all the walking and sitting.
So lots to look forward to in 2009.
Lynn, thanks very much for talking to us.
Pleasure.